Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you spending some time with us. I've been kind of corresponding with Carrie Lake and her campaign, trying to find out if we can get a minute with her, and she's traveling. So we were trying to set up a time to maybe talk with her this morning. We've tried to set it up for right now. We may get a call in the middle of this segment. We're going to take her if it happens. If not, we're going to try to do it a little bit later this morning. And the issue is this. Carrie Lake is demanding the resignation of the corrupt GOP chair caught trying to bribe her. There is audio out there of Jeff DeWitt. Now, there's an interesting dynamic here. Jeff DeWitt is the chairman of the Arizona Republican Party. Now, Jeff DeWitt also was elected the state treasurer here in Arizona. Jeff DeWitt, and I know Jeff fairly well. I've known Jeff for a while. I wouldn't say we're close friends, but I definitely know Jeff. He was a adamant Trump supporter, but as GOP chair, he made the decision to stay neutral in the presidential primary and support whatever candidate came out. So he has not been a vocal Trump supporter in this primary process. But in the past, Jeff DeWitt was the very first the very first elected official. This goes back to 2016 when he was the treasurer. He was the very first elected official in the entire nation to endorse Donald Trump for president. He ended up, I think, becoming the treasurer of his campaign, of the Trump campaign. He went on to work at NASA as well at the appointment from the appointment of Donald Trump as president, President Trump. So there is a history there of support for the president. So him and Carrie Lake have been aligned in their alliance or allegiance to President Trump for a long time. The audio that is out there is of powerful people back east that were willing to pay Carrie Lake, give her a job to have her sit out this current cycle in the election, saying jump back in a couple of years, take a couple of years off. Now, the context here, and I don't know the context, was not privileged to any of the conversations. I'm just telling you was the context, and I don't know, was the context. After you've lost a race, take a little bit of time, then jump back in. Was it to protect Carrie Lake? I don't know the answer. Or was it to prevent her from running? Carrie Lake is saying that they attempted to bribe her in this. And when you hear it or when you listen to what's being said, and I've got the transcript here. They're saying she says there are very powerful people that want to keep me out. He can be heard telling her in a conversation recorded last March. So the ask I got today from back east, this is Jeff DeWitt talking, is there any companies out there or something that could just put her on the payroll to keep her out? In this, according to the narrative from the story at Zero Hedge, Carrie Lake is taken aback and said, this is about defeating Trump, and I think that's a bad, bad thing for our country. DeWitt later framed it a different way, said, just say, is there a number at which, and Carrie interjected, I can be bought? That's what it's about. You can take a pause this is DeWitt now speaking, you can take a pause for a couple of years, you can go right back to what you're doing. She repeatedly shuts him down, says she won't pull out for $1 billion. This is not about money. It's about our country. One of her own recordings, we're guessing, according to the people that know what's happening. Now, I will tell you that Carrie Lake records I'm guessing, and I would love to ask her, and we will. I think she's calling us right now. So we're going to talk with her about this for just a few moments. We can jump on the phone with her. Let me make sure that it's her. Yeah, I think that is. So let's get her on hold. Thanks. Sorry for the delay. I'm just making sure that when she's ready to go, is she there? Okay. Carrie.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the short notice of doing this. We were just going over the story and the narrative. I'm reading it from Zero Hedge and the interaction with you and Jeff DeWitt. Can you fill us in just a little bit about this conversation and maybe how it got out to the public?
Did you play it for your audience?
No, we have not played the audio. We were reading the transcript. I was reading it from a news story from Zero Hedge.
Well, you really have to play the audio for your audience because this is exactly what's wrong in politics. This is exactly what's wrong in our country. It's corruption from top to bottom, from the outside to the inside. And you're doing your audience a disservice to play that audio.
Well, I definitely will. We will definitely play the audio. I was reading from a transcript hoping that we were going to be able to talk with you, but I'm definitely going to play the audio for the audience.
Well, I hope so, because everyone should hear it. This is what's wrong. This kind of behavior is what's wrong. And I don't want to see corruption anymore in our government, in our government officials, in the people running our parties. And I don't care if that corruption is on the left or the right. We've got to root this out. Our country's going to hell in a handbasket. And for someone to try to bribe me, I mean, it's almost laughable. I walked away from my career. I walked away from a seven-figure contract because I didn't want to do propaganda, and that's what the news had become. And so for someone to try to bribe me with money and to stay out of politics from our own party, powerful Republican people say, no, back east, we don't, Washington, D.C. is afraid of people who will stand up for we the people. And that's why they're always constantly going after President Trump. Because he's a threat to Washington, D.C. He's a threat to the corrupt system. And so I think the sound, the audio speaks for itself. It's reprehensible. I'm calling for Jeff DeWitt to resign immediately. Our state party needs to be functioning. We can't have somebody who behaves in an unethical manner like that running it.
Was this recording one of the recordings from you? Because I know that you record conversations you have with people and you don't hide it. I mean, I know, and we've said that was this a recording that came from you?
I did not provide this to the media, but somebody who had access to it, who I know did.
Okay. So obviously, this is a bombshell to many, many people. Did they ever identify to you who these people were back east? Because I know it's fairly innocuous in saying people back east. Did you ever find out who those people were?
No. And that's what's so scary about it. If you think about it, Mike, you could lay awake all night thinking, who are these people? Because the list of who it could be is so long, because there's so many corrupt entities, individuals back east, and by back east, I'm assuming Washington, D.C., or who knows where, but there's so much corruption that it could be anybody. It could be any outlet, organization, and that's what's kind of frightening about the world that we're living in right now.
Now, I know that you, both you and Jeff DeWitt, were very big supporters of President Trump. He worked for President Trump. He was on his campaign. He was the first elected official to endorse him. So did it surprise you, based on that relationship, that he came to you with this offer?
Well, I don't think he's a supporter of President Trump. I've heard other recordings of him saying he's a DeSantis guy, but he liked to put that out. He liked to put that out when he was out and about and say that he was a Trump guy, but he really wasn't. And I did endorse him for AZGOP chair. I thought that he was going to be an ethical person. I didn't realize this is how he was going to be. And I actually helped get an endorsement from Trump for him. So because of my endorsement, he became the AZ chair. And then he operates in a way that's this unethical. It's disgraceful. He should have resigned a long time ago.
So have there been any interaction between his people and your people since this has come out? I know that a lot of people are reaching out like I have to talk with you. Has his people or he reached out to you to talk to you?
I missed a call from him yesterday, and so I have not talked to him.
Will you?
I'll think about it. I mean, there's not much to say, to be honest. Mm-hmm. There's not much to say when that kind of... He did this 11 months ago. I have had a very, very terse relationship with him since then. I mean, you don't put somebody in a position with a conversation like that. That's disrespectful. It's unethical. And so I've had a very terse relationship with him. I thought he should have resigned a long time ago. You know, you got to remember, Mike, I went public with this immediately. I was packing for CPAC when he came over to my house. And I said, I don't have a lot of time. I've got to pack and go. And, you know, you heard on the tape, don't tell anybody about this. Don't tell anybody about this. I went public with it on the CPAC stage. I was flying to Washington, D.C. for that speech. And I thought, This is something that people need to know about. We need to know what kind of operators are in this in the government and in politics. And so I mentioned it right there on the CPAC stage. This is, and I've mentioned it many times in many high-profile speeches that I've done. And the mainstream media has never even asked a question about it. Mm-hmm. They've never even said, "Hey, what? Tell us more about that. What happened?" And so, you know, this is 11 months later. I've mentioned this many, many times. And now that the recording is out, there's interest. And now that it's revealed who offered the bribe, there's more interest. And I'm frankly glad. I'm glad. I think the people need to know what is happening in politics and in government. And we need to clean this mess up. You know, President Trump calls it a swamp. It is a filthy, dirty swamp. And it's not just in D.C. It's in state houses across and state capitals across the country, in municipalities, in business. There's just so much corruption. And I think the people are weary and tired. And they just want some straight shooters and some ethical people to represent them.
Carrie, I appreciate the time. I know you said you had just a couple of minutes, and I appreciate the few that you've given us. And obviously, we're going to be talking a lot more about this today, and we will play some of those recordings a little bit later on. But I appreciate the time and the perspective.
Well, thank you. And as I said in the recording, you can't buy me. I wouldn't take a million. I wouldn't take 10 million. I wouldn't take 20 million. I wouldn't take $1 billion. Our country is on the line, the future of our country. Our children's future is on the line right now. And we've got to stop being ruled by the almighty dollar and start looking at the future of this republic. And that's what I'm all about. And I know there's a lot of other good people in Arizona who feel the same way. Thanks so much, Mike.
No, thank you, too. That is Senate candidate Carrie Lake talking about the interaction and what she said. She attempted to bribe her.